Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair, bring you the distinguished star, Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Present your Colgate Halo theater romance from Hollywood. Tonight, we star one of the great personalities of the screen in his first broadcast from Hollywood after nearly 5 years away with the United States Navy. The curtain rises on one of the most thrilling of all Alexandre Dumas stories, The Corsican Brothers, once adapted for the screen, and tonight, adapted for your theater of romance. Here is your play, The Corsican Brothers, and here is your star, Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., playing the double role of the twins.
Must surely know of the Corsican brothers. I am Lucien de Franchi, one of the Corsicans. The other is Louis, my twin, at birth even a part of me, for we came into the world joined together at the shoulder. Though a surgeon's knife severed the flesh, no blade could cut the bond between us. We were two different people, Louis with his books and his romantic dreams, I with my eagerness for adventure and danger. Still, there was something that made us one. Heartache for Louis was grief for me, too, and my happiness was pleasure for Louis. What one of us felt, the other felt. And we both knew that our lives had reached a great turning point when Louis told us that he was off to Paris. The de Franchi brothers were to part after more than 20 years together in Corsica.
Mother, there's no use discouraging it. My mind is made up. If I am to be a great lawyer, I must go to Paris to study.
You will be giving up much when you leave Corsica.
You can't mean it, Louis. What is Paris? A place of buildings and boulevards where little men live little lives and kill each other over little things.
No, Louis will love Paris. It is gay. There are books for him, lovely ladies, fine gentlemen. Louis will be happy there.
It's what I want, Lucien.
Then it is what you must have.
But what of the cliffs and the wild sky? What of the adventures we've had? What will you find in Paris to match the mad day we captured the highwayman, eh?
Don't forget the split head you got from that encounter, Lucien.
Yes, and don't forget that you shot one and captured the other before I laid aside my book to join you. No, Lucien, we are very close, but in this one thing we are apart. You like living outdoors, and I like living in the mind. You're a born barbarian. I'm a born citizen.
I knew, we all knew, that someday it must come.
But we've never been apart. We even feel the same things.
We feel the same things in different ways now, my brother. But perhaps when I am in Paris and you are here in Corsica, our feelings may be severed too. We've said enough. I leave tomorrow. Dance like someone I've dreamed about.
You dance as though we danced together many times.
I wonder if we walked in the moonlight, we would find that we get along well together there, too.
Undoubtedly. But I can hardly go out to watch with you. I don't know you.
Well, after all, I don't know you. Don't you think we should remedy that? Maybe we both came to the ball just to meet each other.
Who are you?
A stranger in Paris. A man from an island that I thought to be the most wonderful place in the world. Until I came to Paris and found you. And who are you?
I'm just a lady at a masked ball. Someone for you to dance with, and flirt with, and forget.
I won't have it that way. I want to know everything about you.
No questions, no answers.
Lucien? Monsieur, before you begin, I must warn you. You cross foils with the finest swordsman in all Corsica.
Oh, it's all in fun, Henri. The buttons are on, and we fence only for a bottle of the finest wine in the cellar.
Very well. En garde, monsieur.
Excellent, Lucien.
Quickly.
Touché.
Monsieur, you fence very well.
I could have believed it before I met you. Will someone order the wine and inform me the name of the gentleman who has given me such a lesson in swordsmanship?
The wine is on the way, monsieur. And your opponent is none other than Lucien de Franchi.
All right, let's find a table to ourselves.
Oh, Lucien, you were magnificent as ever.
Oh, it's not to my credit. No one could match me tonight. My hand is quick and my heart is light. Never have I been so gay. Never in my life so alive, are you?
Sit here, Lucien. Tell me more.
I feel as though I'd just met someone completely wonderful and that I were falling in love.
Ah, there isn't a girl in Corsica who'd not wish that she were the one, Lucien.
Oh, I have no plans. I've only gay thoughts and disturbing ones. I think to myself that somewhere there is a woman I must have. Though she be half a world away, I must find her and bring her back to Corsica. I'll build her a house and fill it with treasures. I'll kneel at her feet and worship her throughout the rest of my life. Oh, Ari, it's a wonderful feeling.
One moment, Lucien. This is strange.
What is it, Ari?
What brings an old woman to this place?
Monsieur Lucien de Franchi.
Yes, old woman, why do you seek me?
I've come a long way to find you. I have a message for you.
For me?
Yes. A message for you and for another.
Well, tell me then, old woman.
The happiness of the moment will lead to tears, desolation, and death.
Death?
One will die for honor, and one will die for grief. Goodbye.
Wait. What do you mean, old woman?
One will die for honor. One will die for grief.
It is a beautiful night and a very special moon. But we've been out here so long. It's almost midnight. We must go back.
Let's never go back to the ball. Let's get in a carriage and ride out into the country and find a priest in a chapel and get married.
Oh, well, you are an adventurous fellow, aren't you? You'd offer marriage to a lady whose face you've never seen.
It sounds completely mad, doesn't it? Like something my brother Lucien would have done. And yet I'm perfectly serious about it. It's quite possible, you know, to love someone this suddenly. Even someone who masks her eyes and tries to mask her soul.
Don't say any more. We're a little bewitched by the moonlight and the spell of the ball. This evening isn't real, and neither are we, being what we really are. Tonight you are a prince, a Galahad, a courtier. Tomorrow you will be... What will you be tomorrow?
A lawyer. Or rather, studying to be one.
You see? No romance. Now I must go. It's only a moment to 12. I would like to say goodnight here. I have to meet someone.
Oh, you can't go like this. At least... tell me who you are.
No. I'm never going to see you again.
Of course you are.
It's almost time to unmask. Good night and goodbye.
There you are, Emily. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Edward.
Why, it's Louis de Franchi, isn't it? Louis, isn't that you hiding behind that mask?
Edward, well, how are you, old
fellow? Oh,
I didn't recognize you for a moment.
Well, it's been some time since I was in Corsica. This is wonderful. I'm so glad to see you. Louis, I didn't know you were acquainted with my wife.
I'm not really. We only met this evening.
Well, I want you two to be great friends. Louis and I have been friends most of our lives, Emily. We practically grew up together on the same mountaintop. It's time to unmask, darling.
Yes, I realize it's time to unmask.
One moment, monsieur.
Please, I've just lost my friends in the crowd and
you can find them again in a moment. I have something to tell you.
Very well, old woman. What is it?
I am a fortune teller.
A fortune teller? I wish it were true and not a masquerade. At this moment, I'd like very much to know the future.
You shall. You must. This is a festive occasion. But there is no gaiety to come. Tonight, for a while, you knew happiness. But it must end in desolation, tears, and death.
Death?
One will die for honor, and one will die for grief.
What do you mean, old woman?
One will die for honor, and one will die for grief.
Thank you.
Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo bring you the second act of the Corsican Brothers, starring Douglas Fairbanks, Jr.
Restlessly, I lived my life in Corsica. But with every passing day, I became more disturbed over the unhappiness of my brother Louis in Paris. The island was clouded, the winds were cold. I was lonely as I'd never before been lonely in my life. I was twisted and tormented by the force of my brother's love, and my moods and deeds were dangerous.
Lucien, my son, what has happened?
Nothing, Mother. Don't be alarmed. My horse stumbled.
There's not a horse in Corsica that could throw you. Where were you riding?
The trail along the cliffs.
Oh, you foolish man, it's too dangerous.
Life is dangerous, too.
Oh, you were too reckless lately.
I'm afraid only of being afraid.
But now you are hurt again.
This hurt will heal.
I don't know what has happened to you. Could it be Louis?
It is.
But his letters are so gay.
Louis is not gay, Mother. Louis is very unhappy, I know. Because I, too, am unhappy. We're both hurt, and I fear it's a hurt that can never heal.
Come to dinner, Monsieur Louis de Franchi. My husband will be here in just a few moments. You're sorry we met now, aren't you?
No.
I am.
You're married to a very fine man.
I'm in love with a finer one.
Don't say those things.
Now it is you who are saying don't.
In Corsica, we're raised to think rather highly of honor.
At the ball, you said you loved me.
I did not know you were married.
You never asked.
I know, but it never occurred to me.
And now you've stopped loving me. Is that it?
No, but I know that love must remain inside me until it burns itself out.
That's the way you want it, isn't it, Louis?
Yes, that is the way I want it.
I'm sorry to call it so late an hour, Louis, but I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about Emily.
About Emily? I haven't seen Emily.
I know you haven't. You've avoided both of us.
I'm sorry, Edward. I meant no offense. I've been preoccupied. I've had a lot of things on my mind.
Tonight, I received word that I must make a short journey to Lisbon. I wanted to ask you to look after Emily while I'm gone. She'll be lonely, and she'll need someone to take her about.
Edward, I don't know how to answer that except to tell you the truth. I'm in love with Emily. I have been ever since the ball. That's why I stayed away. Under those circumstances, I'm sure you'd rather ask somebody else to.
Louis, you're my friend and my countryman. I realize now that I'm asking a good deal, but since you are my friend, I still presume to ask it. There is one particular man I think she may need guarding against. A Monsieur Renault.
Renault?
Yes. I have no definite reason for this feeling, and I may be wrong, but still I'd like to feel that Emily has a protection.
Very well, Edward. You may feel that she has one.
Never had Corsica seemed so dreary. Even the thrill of being outdoors in my beloved land was an ominous thrill.
Here, Lucien. Perfect.
Yes, sorry. One shot.
Wild Boar's dangerous game. I was worried. But then I should have known you'd never miss.
You were worried, Henri?
Well, you're not the same Lucien de Franchi these days. Worry is always with you.
Worry was always with me. In the hours at home, I would sit and stare at the troubled sky or pace the floor.
Lucien, you were thinking of Louis in Paris.
No, Mother, not thinking, just feeling that a great responsibility is mine. That the demand upon me is almost too great. Perhaps someone has asked Louis to do something that's very hard for him to do. I moved alone through an empty Corsican bedroom, and around me were the echoes of a faraway waltz. Through an empty Corsican bedroom sighed the echoes of a woman's sobs. I watched a ripe full moon through the window, and the wind was a caress on my face. I wondered why, on a night so beautiful, I could think only of death.
Louis, how nice to see you. Enjoying the ball?
Oh, good evening, George. Well, trying to, anyhow.
Sounds as though you came alone.
Yes. George, do you know a Monsieur Chateau de Reno?
Why, of course. Very well.
Have you seen him tonight?
No, but I should like to. In fact, I have a wager with him. He has promised to bring his latest, shall I say, conquest with him. And I have wagered that the lady in question will not accept his invitation.
Could I ask, that is, I'm rather interested in who accompanies Monsieur Reynaud.
But of course, the very charming wife of Edward.
Emily?
Mm-hmm. And if you would believe the gossip, my wager is already lost. But why such an odd look, Louis?
Nothing. Nothing. I sincerely hope you do not lose your wager, George.
We shall soon see, because here comes Reynaud now.
Where?
Right here, coming through the crowd.
There you are, George, and here is the lady.
Louis.
Emily.
Well, I have won my wager, George, have I not?
Wager? You made a wager that you would bring me here.
It meant nothing. It was purely a sporting thing to pass the time, my dear.
I'm afraid you've lost your wager, Monsieur Reynaud. Monsieur Defarge, may I please impose upon you? Would you be so kind as to see me home?
Of course.
I brought you, and if anyone is to see you home, I will see you home.
I will see the lady home, Monsieur Reynaud.
If you do, you will answer to me tomorrow.
Of course, monsieur. At any time and place you care to name.
I have called upon monsieur in the interests of Monsieur Reynaud.
I understand.
Will Vincennes at 9 in the morning be satisfactory?
Perfectly.
Would monsieur prefer pistols or swords?
Well, since I've never used either, it doesn't particularly matter, does it?
All night I walked the rugged hills of Corsica, fully conscious that somewhere Louis was walking too. Watched the stars fade and the sun begin to mount the sky. And the fear within me clawed at my throat and sent my heart racing frantically like a trapped animal. I was desperate for my brother's safety. And finally, a sound ripped across my consciousness, and a burning, searing pain tore through me, and I fell unconscious.
My son, Lucien, you are hurt again.
Yes, Mother.
There is a wound on your chest. How did it happen?
I can't tell exactly. It's not really a wound.
Again, it is the mark of the brothers. You have been thinking of Louis.
Yes, Mother, of Louis. I must leave at once for Paris and for vengeance.
Something has happened to Louis.
He is at peace. Louis is dead. The storm that raged across the Mediterranean was nothing to the storm in my heart. As I hurried off to Paris, I fought the weather and the sea and the roads so that I could face my brother's murderer and avenge my brother's death. Monsieur Reynaud?
De Franchi.
Yes, monsieur. De Franchi. But not Louis. Lucien. I've come to demand satisfaction for my brother's death.
You are aware, monsieur, that according to the rule in France, a duel shall have no other consequences once the act is completed. I fought with your brother who insulted me. I have no quarrel with you.
I've learned the circumstances of that quarrel, monsieur. Is it an insult to give the protection a lady requests?
In this case, it was.
I'm not going to argue with you, Reynaud. You killed my brother who never fired a pistol in his life. You might as well have murdered a child in cold blood. So now you will fight me unless you're a coward, monsieur.
I accept the challenge. But I do not like to kill two of you.
You're not fighting Louis, monsieur. But Lucien, with a rifle, I've hit a 5-franc piece at 300 paces. With a pistol at 25 paces. Tomorrow, monsieur?
Tomorrow, monsieur.
Are you ready, monsieur?
Yes, monsieur.
Yes, monsieur.
Very well. One, two, three.
Yes, Lucien. The brothers I knew in Corsica are no more. I wish I could prevail upon you to stay in Paris.
It's a kindly thought. Louis would have said yes. Lucien says no. No, I shall return to Corsica. Every man is a king there. I shall have the ocean at my feet sky at my fingertips and the cliffs and valleys for my kingdom. Corsica, where if a man dies, he dies an honorable death for an honorable reason. In Corsica, there is peace, even though bitterness and loneliness be my companions. Someday, along the shores or in the rugged hills of Corsica, the prophecy will be complete. One will die for honor, and one will die for grief.
Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., star of tonight's presentation, The Corsican Brothers, will return to our microphone in just a moment.
Hello, everybody.
No lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Thank Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. for his dual performance as the twin stars of Alexander Dumas' The Corsican Brothers. It's great to have you back, Doug.
Well, it's wonderful to be back. And I must say I enjoyed my return to Hollywood radio through the medium of the theater of romance. Next week should provide a lot of fun and romance for your regular listeners. Cary Grant and The Ghost Goes West sounds like a grand show. Until then, good night and good listening to everyone.
Bulletin for the future. Next week, Charles Bandit's production of Theater of Romance for Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo stars Cary Grant in The Ghost Goes West, to be followed by Wayne Morris and Claire Trevor in Kid Galahad, and the following week, Shirley Temple. Keep a date with Theater of Romance for all the weeks to come. You'll always hear your favorite stars. These presentations of Theater of Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying goodnight and wishing you love, happiness, and romance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.